At the Toyota display at this year's auto show, a small crowd formed around the newest version of the gasoline-electric Prius. Toyota sold the car since 1997 and has made it bigger for this year. What makes this car different is it's powered by a gasoline-electric hybrid engine. A few months ago, Denny Jones of Toledo, Ohio, ordered a new Prius. He's still waiting for delivery, so he drove to Detroit to sit in one at the auto show.
First of all, I've had other Toyotas, so I like the quality. They've made improvements on this one. There's a hatchback, where the first style you couldn't have a hatchback. They get better mileage than the first one. And overall, it's a larger car.
Cars with gasoline-electric hybrid engines have lower emissions and get better mileage than those with standard gasoline engines. Toyota says the Prius gets about 50 miles per gallon. But the only hybrids on the market so far have been small cars, like the Prius and the Honda Civic. Later this year and next, larger hybrids will roll into showrooms. Honda will offer a hybrid Accord, and Ford will sell a hybrid version of its Escape SUV. Jerry Bissey braved an afternoon snowstorm to come to the auto show and was checking one out.
I'd prefer to have an SUV-type vehicle for driving back and forth, all-wheel drive, the weather conditions we have today outside. So I'd prefer something like that rather than a car.
There will be several hybrid SUVs available by next year. Toyota will sell a hybrid Highlander, and its luxury division Lexus will offer its own model.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce the world's first luxury hybrid vehicle, the Lexus RX 400H.
Denny Clements is a vice president at Lexus. He says there seems to be a pent-up demand for larger hybrids.
Our dealers have taken a huge amount of orders already, just the word of mouth off Prius, I think. I think what we have when you talk to our customers is there's a lot of very affluent people that would like to make a statement about Middle East oil, would like to make a statement about who they are, but they don't want to make the sacrifices in terms of performance or luxury amenities.
Toyota says Americans bought about 21,000 hybrid Priuses last year, but that's a drop in the bucket compared to the roughly 16 million vehicles sold nationwide in 2003.
If you added up all the hybrids that have ever been made in the world, you know, since the beginning of time, they don't equal the production of one high-volume auto plant in 1 year.
That's David Cole. He heads the Center for Automotive Research. He says some people have shied away from hybrids because they've only been available as small cars. Others have been wary of the new technology. But mostly, Cole says a lot of people aren't willing to pay more for a hybrid.
Where it's going to be in the future is dependent on just basically one thing in my judgment, and that is economics. Can it be done at a cost that consumers will pay for?
So far, Toyota, Lexus, and Ford aren't saying what their new hybrids will cost. Right now, a new hybrid Honda Civic costs about $2,000 more than the most expensive gasoline model. The federal government offers a tax deduction to hybrid buyers to help close that gap, but it's being phased out during the next few years. Some automakers and environmental groups say it's not enough anyway. They want Congress to pass a federal tax credit for people who buy hybrids. David Friedman is with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says the automaker's decision to offer hybrid engines and more models is an opportunity for the country to become less dependent on imported oil, if enough people can be persuaded to buy the vehicles.
If automakers put some of their $10 to $15 billion advertising muscle behind this, and if the government is willing to get these tax credits out there, I think we can see hybrids grow into a significant portion of the market.
Back at the auto show, Jerry Bissey says he'd consider buying a hybrid SUV. He says he thinks others will too, if the price is right and they prove to be reliable.
I think there's a lot of people sitting on the fence, going to watch the first one, see how it does, and if it does prove out good, then they'll both jump on the bandwagon and be late joiners.
Buyers might need some convincing, though. On this afternoon at the auto show, Ford's hybrid version of the Escape SUV drew only a few visitors compared to the crowd surrounding the standard gasoline engine Escape and the company's larger Explorer SUV. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.